If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill at its lowest price ever and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first and only GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Based on advertised cash price for 30-day supply of medication only. Membership required. Fee not included, and billed separately. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Mic check, mic check, mic check. Good evening, everybody, reporting live from WTJ Radio. My name is Yoni Kodo, and tonight you're listening to a very special playlist submitted by Al Yerodozaitz. Everybody clap it up.
You're so stupid. Did you start it yet?
Yeah.
Okay, guys, I think it's my turn to start the episode.
Okay, that's fine.
I want to say, since you don't see us, I want to paint the picture for you. We're recording in a different setting that feels different to us, so you it doesn't make a difference. But I am currently sitting in front of our Christmas tree.
Okay.
It's beautifully lighting up and having a beautiful glow in our living room.
Mm-hmm.
I lit up a candle right next to me. I have this big pillow in between my legs.
There's books really close to that candle she's talking about.
Okay, Yoni always thinks that if the candle's like close to something.
Everybody knows you should not have books next to a burning candle. And okay. Then one thing Ali would do, she would leave the house and go downstairs to grab something.
Okay, that only happened one time. It only happened one time that I went outside like to the store. I went to the store.
She left the candles burning in the house.
It was one candle.
It doesn't. How? What
and
does it take
there
to
was
start a fire?
Nothing close by. Like, there was no books. There was no nothing.
Okay.
Just the wall. So, we were good. I came back. That shit was still burning. Not ideal. I'm not saying it's good. I'm not condoning that.
Okay.
But I'm just saying everything was fine. And why that happened is because it was daytime. So, I lit up the candle so I couldn't tell that it was lit in a way.
That is a crazy excuse. It was daytime and I couldn't see the candle.
I mean, it happened one time. But welcome back to the pod. Yeah, that's what I was trying to say. I'm sitting in front of on my beautiful vintage siesta chair that I got from somewhere in, I think, Norway. This is where I got this from.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to sit on this chair more. It's so comfortable. It's actually one of the most comfortable chairs I've ever sat on. And it's because it's engineered to be fitting like our backs in the way which they're curved.
It's beautiful and it's also really, really comfortable. But
and Yoni's across on the couch.
Yeah, I'm on the couch. So now I actually have the whole couch to myself. So I'm in a position that you've never seen me before.
That sounds crazy.
No. Just like I'm just kind of like halfway laying down. But I was going to say something.
What?
whenever you decide that you want to sit somewhere else, it's fine. whenever we do audio episodes, like, we can sit wherever, you know?
Yeah.
Because the camera is not on us. So if I want, and the mic cords are pretty long. So I could sit on my new desk right here, or like
you could
at the kitchen counter. But anytime I do that, she's like, come on, babe, I'm not going to be focused. Can you just be here and record normally? Blah, blah, blah,
sorry,
right?
Sorry, I'm hyping.
And now she's explaining, like, I'm sitting on this vintage chair way across the room, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, why is that okay?
I think I've just, for one, you're totally right. You're totally right.
No, there's not for
I'm
two
high,
or for
I'm
three.
High maintenance, and you are much more adaptable than I am.
I don't think high maintenance is the word, even though you are. But I think what you're trying to say is that you, I don't even know. What are you saying?
Yeah.
I'm so.
Like, I'm like so particular, and I choose when something works and something doesn't.
Yeah. And we need to work on that in 2026.
But I also think I discovered this chair. Like, I rediscovered my love for this chair. I got it and I was like, oh, this is a cool chair, whatever. And then I never really sat on it for some reason. And now here I am. But welcome back. And you are right. I need to work that in 2026.
I was just waiting on that.
I heard you.
I was waiting on that acknowledged. I was just like, she's not going to acknowledge that.
I need to work on a lot of things this new year, like we all do.
Oh, me too.
Welcome back to the What's the Juice podcast. I know you missed us. We're here. We haven't gone away. You know, life is... December's kind of all over the place. You know, there's holidays.
There's so much happening in
December.
There's
so much happening. You're trying to get a lot of work done so that you can actually take some time off. But then some people are already taking time off and it's making you feel like you should have time off, but then you don't. But we wanted to talk about something that around the holidays, I think, is a common experience as you get older, as maybe you are in a relationship that's long term, but maybe not even that long term. Maybe you are married or not, but regardless, the concept of holidays in general, the point of it at its core is to bring together family, whether it's Easter, Thanksgiving, but I feel like specifically Thanksgiving in the US as well as Christmas are the top holidays when families get together.
Mm-hmm.
And as you get older, and let's say you're in a partnership that is combining families, having a combined or having a blended holiday, a blended family holiday, is a concept that we ourselves are sort of new to. If you don't know, our family's pretty spread out. We have family all over. But some of our immediate family, my parents and my siblings, and then Yoni's mom, his sister, our nieces, are all in Seattle. So we were able to do our first blended holiday this past Thanksgiving. We've been meaning to do this episode for a minute.
Yeah.
And it was that we wanted to just kind of share like how we were feeling about it.
Okay.
And how it went down and the whole experience, because I do think it's something new, and it was interesting doing that for the first time. Even though it wasn't everybody.
No, it wasn't everybody, but it was definitely something I was looking forward to, but I had no idea how it was going to turn out.
Me neither. I was a little nervous just because what comes with, I know how my family is. And obviously, I've spent time with your family, you've spent time with my family, and our families are quite different. Very different backgrounds. My family is very loud, very intense, very, sometimes you could say, over the top. And your family is kind of the opposite of that.
Yeah.
The same way that me and Yoni are on this podcast, basically.
People are like, yeah, we know.
No need to tell me that. So because of that, you know, you obviously don't want anybody to feel like they're being talked over, or the conversations are getting too loud, or fights break out, or anything like that. Like, you're hoping that everybody's on their best behavior, basically.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was nervous, but at the same time, I knew that everybody's aware of what we're doing. Like, everybody's aware we're combining families today. Everybody's aware that we're doing this for the first time, that we're kind of, you know, getting to know each other. So because everybody's aware of this, we're all adults.
Everyone is just on their best behavior, you know?
Exactly.
Like, let's just have a good night.
Exactly. Okay? So as long as you have like good food, good vibes, good music, drinks, then you should be good. As long as everybody is aware of what we are, and we are not going to be talking
there
about
today.
There
is a number one rule. There's a few things that when we all, because there's always a moment where everybody sits together.
Yeah, like after you mingle and everything, it's time to, when mom or whoever, it was me in this case, says it's time to sit down for dinner or like dinner's ready. That's like when the second part of the night starts.
Yes. Alia spent the night at her parents and I spent the night at my sister's. So my sister and I and her boyfriend and her our nieces, we all drove up together.
Yeah. And I was at my parents' house with my parents and my siblings. I had been like prepping all the night before, cooking it up, brining the turkey. Like,
girl, I gotta give
I
it
was
to
in
Alia.
The kitchen.
She was cooking.
Like, I cooked everything from scratch.
It was crazy. Yeah. You were so tired.
Yeah, I was. But I was like so, I was so motivated. Like I was having fun like cooking.
Because a part of it is like, this is the first time that we're doing it. So you were, I think, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but you were excited for what we were about to do. So like you were cooking this, you're cooking this.
I was excited. And also like, I don't really get to cook for a lot of people. For like the food to actually be eaten. Most of the time it's just me and you. So I'm not about to make like a whole turkey, whole potato salad, like pie from scratch, like all these things. Because who the hell is going
to
eat that?
She wanted to make a pie from scratch so badly.
I did.
And you did. So we get there and everybody's basically what I wanted to say, like there's a few things that you should avoid talking about.
Mm-hmm. You want to tell us the list?
Number one. Let's say it all together. One, two, three. Religion. And maybe that's number two. And number two, actually, no, not religion. Not necessarily. Yeah.
Nah.
No, it's, because it's like if it's two religious people, families getting together, like there's no,
I mean,
whatever.
Are they the same religion?
Yeah.
Most of the time, you know what's going on. Like most of the time, you know the religion of each family.
Well, yeah, I guess. Basically, I think the number one is politics.
Yeah, the number one is definitely politics.
Yes.
I think religion, I think any sort of like divisive, controversial, potentially controversial topic.
Potentially controversial.
Like, just get it out of, just don't put it in your own mouth.
But you know? There's a funny thing that's like, it's not necessarily political. It's not like religion or anything, but like when you talk about COVID-19.
See, but that's already a divisive. That's a divisive topic. It is a divisive, controversial. It can be depending on what you say.
Out of all the things, when COVID-19 gets here, especially this is like the first time people are meeting each other. So it's like you don't know what they think.
Yeah.
You don't know who got the vaccine. You don't know who didn't. So you kind of just, you know how sometimes you just say something freely like, I don't know, like anybody who got the vaccine is whatever. Or maybe the other way around. Oh, if you didn't get the vaccine, whatever. And then you don't know, you're just meeting these people for the first time. So it's like, you just kind of have to watch people's reactions.
Yeah. And the thing is like, if you're the, because basically the common factor here is Yoni and I. Like Yoni and I are the reason why all these people are together. So I feel that it's my responsibility to make sure things are good, you know?
And things were good.
Yeah,
you know?
Everything was great. Things were good. It's just that moment right there when COVID got brought up and it was kind of like, okay, you guys, tread lightly. Like, everybody's watching to see how far this is going to go. And it's such a funny thing because it's like unspoken.
And you know, this is something like,
and you don't know what character is going to just be like, let me push this a little bit further.
I was just listening and enjoying the food Alia made. I was playing with my nieces, but you hear everything.
Yeah, and you're just like, how can, like, what topic can we go from here?
But
and
yeah, it was
another thing I would say, the thing about our families is blending them together is not too difficult, because even though we are quite different, you know, Romanian background, like African background, all these things, at the same time, the like our, not that our culture is not like, that we're just not a very either cultural or religious families. Like both sides were not super, like we didn't come in with a very specific cultural thing that might clash with the other. And we had to like choose my traditions versus your traditions.
The only thing.
Or something like that.
The only thing was the injera that we ate that was so good.
Oh, yeah. I mean, in a positive way.
Yeah, like, yeah, we, yeah, yeah.
My
yeah.
family requested to have some Ethiopian food at
Thanksgiving.
My mom
brought some amazing, some injera that it's a spot that we always go to in Seattle, and we just had to go pick that shit up. It was so, so good. I mean, we ordered so much that we had leftover for like the next 2 days.
Yeah, we had lunch after Thanksgiving. The next day for lunch, we had Ethiopian food and leftover turkey. And we had some turkey with berbere, which is like an Ethiopian spice.
What you know about berbere?
Oh, I know shit.
Oh, wait.
What?
We brought the berbere that our friend Beza gave us.
Yeah,
remember?
We have it.
Beza, I don't know if you listen to the pod or not, but if you do, shout out to you, because that, we still have it, right? Obviously, it was a lot.
Yeah, we still have it.
It was so, so, it's so much better than the one I used to get from Whole Foods. Like the can, like the fake berbere in a little glass jar.
Yeah.
Ugh. Different ball game. That came straight from the motherland.
You know, we should make lasagna for Christmas, and we should put berbere inside the sauce.
Okay, I'm down.
That'd be crazy. Yeah, but what I wanted to say is just that I can see how, because another thing too is like we had Thanksgiving dinner the day after Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is on the last Thursday of every November. So for the actual Thanksgiving day, I was with my family and Yoni was with his. So then the next day we did the blended thing. If it were to be that we're doing something for Christmas now, I think it would be fitting for, I don't know. But again, even Christmas, like we're not huge, like we'll have a tree and we'll have this and we'll have that. But I just don't sense like our families aren't huge when it comes to like.
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill at its lowest price ever and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first and only GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door. No insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Based on advertised cash price for 30-day supply of medication only. Membership required. Fee not included, and billed separately. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Super tradition embracing. Like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, it doesn't seem like either kind of cares that much for things to be done in a specific way where it's like, no, we have to have this, or no, we have to have that.
No.
You know?
No, yeah.
Where I do think that depending on how traditionalist and I guess like tradition focused people are around the holidays with like their families, that's where blending families would be tricky, because it's like, whose house do you go to? Is the other person that you don't go to their house, you know, gonna feel some type of way? Like, I wanted to host, but we're coming over here.
I feel like when this happens, and maybe this happens to a lot of people, but you just gotta like interchange year by year. One year we're gonna do it this house, and then next year we're gonna do it at that house.
Yeah.
That's how it happens. But you shouldn't, especially if both parties wanna host. Mm-hmm. If one party is like, yo, I'm good to come over every year, that's fine, that's cool. But if both want to host, it should be respected and do it in, you know, both houses.
Yeah. Yeah. But we luckily had a really good experience. I loved getting to see, I was quite occupied with, you know, my cooking and everything. But getting to see my dad and your mom talking,
them interacting, so
my dad doing all the jokes, your mom laughing at his jokes. And then...
Was that the first time they hung out for that long?
Yeah.
It was, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was so good.
And this is a thing that, you know, I grew up in a really blended family in the sense that I saw like my dad hanging out with my mom's mom all the time. Like, our families were always together. My grandmas were always together. But maybe it's because as a kid, I perceived it in a specific way. But I just remember thinking, there's no, like, in a way, I forgot that, like, my mom's parents aren't, like, obviously they aren't, but, like, they aren't related to my dad. Because obviously they're not.
Right.
But our families were together so much. And like my dad's relationship to his, you know, parents-in-law, his in-laws, was so like familial. And they developed such a good relationship that it was almost like they had their own relationship outside of my dad being married to my mom in a way.
Yeah.
You know, but that's because they spent so much time together and they got to create this relationship. And that's like what I grew up with, being able to see my dad having that relationship, my mom having a relationship with my dad's parents, especially like his mom. And yeah, it just kind of makes me, it's hard not to compare, but at the same time, it's unfair to compare because we're in a very different situation.
Yeah.
You know, our families being spread out, us choosing to be in New York. It was really nice for me as a child to see my family being blended and combined and always together. And it's something that, like, at my core, I would love to be able to recreate for my kids. But at the same time, like, it's unrealistic because everybody's spread out.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the one thing about being spread out is that it's... The nice thing about that is that you can visit many places. You can visit your uncle here. Mm-hmm. You can visit your grandma in this country and your uncle in that country. That's cool because you'll always have a place to stay in one of those places. But the bad part is, I don't even need to say, you know this, that it's just the distance. Like, you don't grow up next to them. Like, our nieces, like, I want to see them grow up, you know, but it's just like, we live here, they live there. Unless we live in the same state, like, I would love to pick them up from school, like, whenever I can, whenever I want to. Just call my sister, be like, yo, I'm picking them up today. Uncle Yoni's picking them up. And then just hang out with me for the day, drop them off in the evening. And maybe that's something that our future holds somewhere, maybe not, but that feels just so nice.
Mm.
And I really want that. But, you know, it's not possible, like, right now. How, like, there's no way that can happen.
I mean, it's possible when we're visiting. They're also still like babies, so they're not going to school anytime soon.
Yeah.
You know, and there's also, I guess there's some things that you just have to, there's certain ideas or like images you have in your head of like the traditional, you know, traditional family, whatever you want to call it. And this debate is always like going on in my mind of, are we making the wrong choice, but trying to be New York? It's the constant dilemma. But at the same time, I think like, and this kind of, I think it would be a good note to end on to actually go into, we're going to record like next week's episode of just how we all know that our decisions that we make every single day, big or small, impact the next thing that happens. It's like in a video game. You know those video games that are like choice games? And it tells you like, this choice or this decision that you just made is going to influence the rest of the game or whatever. So it's like, if you chose that your character is going to, you know, talk to Sally and tell Sally the truth or tell Sally a lie, depending on what your character chooses, the entire game is going to be completely different.
All right.
Which is how life works, basically.
Yeah.
It is with anything. It's like,
I think about that a lot, actually.
Swiping right on somebody, you know, and then now you're married. Or something.
If we didn't swipe right on each other, we wouldn't even be here.
Exactly.
Which is crazy to think about. That was one swipe away. Like, if you just said no or left, or if I said the same thing, there would be no WTJ. Oh, there wouldn't.
There would be nothing. Like, dude, it's crazy so to think crazy. About. Yeah. Why did I bring this up?
Because how any decision influences the next one.
Oh, yeah. So basically, I want to look at, there's so many things in my life, and I want to talk about this in next week's episode. There are so many things in my life that, and everybody has this, that looking back, you remember a point that was just so shitty, so annoying, so whatever. And it was like a big decision you had to make and you were your hand was forced, or maybe not, and you just made a decision. And the result of that decision, you can see it picture perfect. Close your eyes, you see the whole journey, and you see where you ended up. And we'll talk about it in the next episode, but I bring that up to say that like us living in New York and deciding whether or not to have kids here, deciding whether or not to raise our kids here, whether it's in New York, whether it's somewhere close to New York, whether going back to Seattle, going to a whole new place, like whatever decision we make is going to obviously influence the future. But I think you have to just trust that the decision that you're making right now is the decision you need to make.
And it's the right decision.
And you just have to sit with your choice and move forward and see how it develops. You can always make another choice later. But also the constant like back and forth for me at least is like emotionally exhausting. And I need to just be like, this is what we're doing. And the outcome is what is meant to happen. And that's it. So then we can move on and just be like, this is where we are. Until something tells you over and over and over again, you need to make a change.
Because right now, nothing told us to make a change.
Exactly. It's just me in my head, like, overthinking. So in terms of, you know, like, us living away from family and stuff like that, I think this is just, like, the right choice for us right now. This is what feels right is just, like, me second-guessing, which I do all the time with everything. Yeah. It's like choosing a restaurant. I'm like, yeah, but do we maybe want to do this?
No,
it's like, girl, just eat what you wanted.
Like you, this is what you do at restaurants or with anything, whether it's like...
No, it's every decision. Piece,
it's like maybe a couch that we're looking for right now, or maybe what color cabinet do we want? Just anything.
Nah, that's actually a decision that I think is worth thinking about further. It can be as small as like picking what restaurant we're going to go to.
And I'd be like, okay, what's on the menu? And then she kind of break it down for me. And I'm like, okay, this is perfect. Let's go there. This is what I want to eat.
And then I'm like, okay, cool.
And then Ali would be like, yeah, but this other place has this. And I'm like, okay, what is it? And then she tells me what it is. And I'm like, oh, damn, that's fire. Let's go there. But then she's like, what about that other one? I'm like, are you serious? Just pick one.
Oh, story of my life. That's just how my brain works.
This is every day.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think we're going to end it on that note.
I think we'll end it on this note.
This was a blended little episode. I actually can't see the screen of the computer right now, so I don't even know how long we've recorded. It's pretty nice.
How long do you think this episode is?
I don't know, like 55 minutes?
Ooh.
57?
No, 43.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's a sweet spot. Yeah, so...
Any last words?
No, I'm excited. I want to record the next week's episode.
You want to do that right now?
Yeah, I want to do that right now because it's so on top of my mind. We can just like get into it. Yoni's rolling his eyes right now because he's tired, but we're going to do it. And I want to do it because I want to take a holiday. Also, the way everybody has next week and the week after that off, I also want to have that too. So that's up to us to like do the extra work now.
Nah, that is kind of true because podcasting is different, especially like...
Like, I'm not trying to podcast when, like, everybody's on vacation hanging out.
Yeah.
So, thank you guys for listening. And let us know if you're listening on Spotify. Let us know in the comments if you have any specific blending families stories.
And how do you guys do it?
Yeah. How has your experience been? Have you done that? Have you avoided that at all costs?
Do you want to do it? But is there
a problem?
Yeah. Like a thing that you're scared of?
Yeah. Like you just know your partner's mom and your mom are just not going to do it. They're just not going to.
Isn't that a bummer? Like sometimes you can just tell that they never met and it's probably for the better.
No, it's not even that they never met, but doing like a holiday together, because there's some people that holidays are like really important to them.
Right.
And they're like, there's no way that we're like going to do it with like not at the house. And we're going to, what do you mean we're not going to eat my famous casserole or something? Some people be like that. We've all seen like Christmas movies.
What about if you're in a relationship and, you know, like your parents haven't met your person yet? And you want to bring them over for Christmas, okay. Right? There's someone out there in this position right now.
Oh, like
they want to introduce the boyfriend,
introduce it,
and they want to do it on Christmas. I feel like that's like the perfect time to introduce someone because it's not like on a random Tuesday where you're kind of like work mode. And
no,
then
I don't think it's a good time to be honest.
I think it is because then you can just everyone's happy around Christmas.
I mean, yeah, but at the same time, it's like. Something about it, don't you just, as the parents, like if I had children and my child decided that on Christmas they wanted to bring their like new person, and this is the first time we're meeting.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like I met their partner or who they're dating several times before, and then this is just like maybe the fourth time and it's Christmas. That's different. But okay. This is like the first time we're meeting. I ain't trying to do no small talk, no this, no that. It's Christmas. I'm trying to like be like with my family. I'm trying to just
why do you have to
be
small
like
talk, though?
Comfortable.
You don't have to small talk.
I don't want it to be like a whole, like this is the first time we're meeting. It's taking away from the Christmas or the holiday experience. Let's meet for the first time like another time. That's not going to take away. It's like this is Christmas and meeting them for the first time. I just want it to be Christmas. You know? I think that's fair to say.
Why is that so valid, though? No, that's true.
I think that's quite valid. That's what I'm saying. Let's not combine two things together. You know?
Okay, it's like I guess I was trying to solve a problem to the person out there who's going to, you know, introduce their partner to their family for the first time during the holidays. Maybe they already did it for Thanksgiving. You know? But
I mean, yeah, if they already did it, then... Then it's not the first time anymore, right? Yoni's just talking. Okay, guys, thank you for listening to today's pod. It was a little bit off topic all over the place, but I hope you could follow along. And we'll see you next week.
Get in those comments on Spotify. Let us know something.
We hope you're having a great holiday season, enjoying all your family time. Hopefully you got all your gifts shopping done.
Alia has to have the last word.
Oh, no, go ahead.
No, I wrapped it up already.
Okay, bye. No, I was just thinking, what else do I want to say? Like, this is holiday time. The next episode is coming out, like, on Christmas.
Yeah.
So I want people to like...
So this is not it yet. This episode is late.
I know. So I'm saying the one after this.
Yeah. So let's do those. Let's talk about that in the next one.
Okay. Well, in the next one, we're going to say Merry Christmas.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
Or Happy Christmas or whatever people say.
If you're getting gifts for anyone...
Feliz Navidad.
Hmm?
Feliz Navidad.
I just heard you say something. What language is that?
Spanish.
Oh, okay. If you're getting any gifts for anybody, or if you want to get anybody a gift, we still have hats on our WTJ website.
No, that shit is not going to arrive anywhere in time for Christmas.
Okay, Ali doesn't want anybody to have hats, so never mind.
No, I'm saying, like, we should have said that way before.
Yeah. Well, they're still there. The hats are still there, so.
Yeah, they're still there.
Season 2 hats, vintage WTJ.
We're about to be done with season 4.
If you want to gift anybody a New Year's gift, there's hats.
Nobody gets anybody New Year's gifts.
Okay, Ali really don't want you guys to get these hats.
Okay, bye, guys.
Okay, bye.
Bye.